Okay.
All right.
All right. To start off with, when we start, I'm going to ask you about, in addition to all the other activities you have at the fair, this year you have another whole layer of activities for fairgoers. And you can talk about the 250th and everything that's going on surrounding that. That'd be all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Give it my best shot.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Columbia County Fair on the air, and we're pleased to welcome back Eric Barnes, the manager of the Columbia County Fair. How are you, Eric?
Good, how are you?
Good. This year, in addition to all the attractions that the fair usually offers families, there's another whole layer of activities that you plan for this year.
Yeah, this year we have an amazing lineup. We really put in some extra work this year to not only improve and make an exciting fair. We added a whole new layer, as you put it, to the fair. We're celebrating America's 250th anniversary, and we're really just engaging the entire fair. We're engaging all of our vendors, and we want to engage the public, where everything is red, white, and blue, celebrating America.
Excellent. And what sort of activities will we see in the sky on opening night?
Yeah, so we're going to kick it off right away on Wednesday night. Normally Wednesday nights are, low key. We ease into the fair Wednesdays, but this year we decided to go full out, and we're going to kick it off with we're adding a street truck pull on Wednesday, along with our antique tractor pull during the day. And Wednesday night we're going to celebrate the 250th with an opening night fireworks display.
Sounds exciting. Can I enter my street truck in that pull contest?
Absolutely. We're this truck pull that we're doing this year, similar to but unlike the monster tractor pulls that are done on Saturday, we wanted to do something that the public could participate in, and these are strictly right off the street truck pulls. Every normal, 2x4, 4x4 truck, anything off the street can hook up and test your truck against the sled.
It's not going to hurt my truck, is it?
No, not at all. Nope, it's safe from. They do it all over the country.
Eric, how'd you get so attached to this fair in the first place?
Oh, that's been years in the making, Jim. I've just always loved being part of the fair. I love volunteering for the community. As I spoke about last year, this started as a kid for me, helping my grandfather volunteer at the Fonda Fair. And then over the years, I worked at the Dutchess County Fair as a helper and an employee. And when I moved to this area, I just started volunteering here and eventually got on the board and wanted to continue to give back. I love the fair. I love the agricultural aspect of it, and that's my goal, is to continue to promote agriculture in our community.
And how did the fair turn out last year?
Fair last year was amazing. We once again exceeded our attendance records from previous years. We had beautiful weather for 6 days. We had outstanding numbers of exhibitors. It was just a great year all around.
Before you became manager of the fair, you were in the law enforcement field, correct?
Yeah, I did 22 years with the state police in and around Columbia County, working, all different aspects of law enforcement. One of those details over those 20 some years was working, for the various fairs, including this fair, to ensure, security and that it was a safe fair for everyone.
We're talking with Eric Barnes, manager of the Columbia County Fair, about the upcoming fair. What are the dates, for this year's fair?
So this year's fair is the 185th fair. That's 185 years of celebrating agriculture in our area. This year's fair runs September 2nd to September 7th. The fair's completely in September this year, which is a little bit of an anomaly. People are used to the fair usually being around the last week in August, but Labor Day falls on the 7th this year, so
Okay.
2nd to the 7th.
How do you measure the success of a fair like this?
We use several different metrics. Of course, we always look at attendance, but can't always count just numbers. A lot of the success is, the smiles on the kids' faces, the families coming through the gates, and I try and personally look for the number of repeat customers, the people that come back year after year and enjoy the fair.
And I know you and your team are always trying to enhance the experience for fairgoers. What new offerings are you going to make available at the fair this year?
Well, so we're always doing little improvements, whether it be improving technology to make access easier, improving parking, signage, or communicating with the amusement company to try and get new rides to come. I know this year Amusements of America invests a lot of money in some of the larger rides, and one of the favorites is the bobsleds. The bobsled ride, I call it. That was they invested heavily in that, and they're bringing that new ride this year. This year, as we mentioned earlier, we're going all in on the 250th celebration. We've got some new entertainment, walk around type people, a stilt walker. We engage the public in doing some special 250th celebration contests with exhibitors. And as always, we're always looking to change or improve the smaller entertainment, whether it be changing up what's on Northgate stage or trying to improve the bigger shows on the track, like adding a truck pull.
Last year, you told us about introducing online sales of ride passes. Was that well received?
That was a huge success last year, and we've already seen successful returns on that this year. People are really starting to take advantage of that. And it's a $5 savings. The day of ride passes once the fair starts Wednesday is $30 a day for an all day full access ride wristband. But if you go ahead and buy it now online, pre-sale is $25, saving $5 a wristband. That was a huge success last year, and like I said, we're already seeing the returns this year. People are taking advantage of it.
So you just go to the fair website and you can order it there.
Yeah, so almost anything you need to do or want to do with the fair is on our website somewhere. There's a link for it. So if you go to the ColumbiaFair.com website, there's a link to purchase pre-sale ride wristbands. There's a link that'll take you to purchase pre-sale tickets or tell you where you can purchase those pre-sale gate tickets. And everything else. If you want to enter a tomato or you want to learn more about how to enter your poultry as an exhibit to the fair, you can do that through our website, and that'll take you to our online platform called ShowWorks, which is where we accept all of the applications for exhibitors.
So Columbia County, I'm sorry, ColumbiaFair.com is where you'll find it all. We've been speaking with Eric Barnes, manager of the Columbia County Fair. And Eric, we wish you and your team a very successful event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there as well.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Okay.
Hope to see everyone at the fair.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Excellent. Well done. You the
All right.
man.
Should be good for another year.
That should hold us.
All right. Anybody else you're going to do or want to do?
Doing John at 3:15, John Kraft,
All right.
and I also need to get Brian Wausau on the cat.
So Brian's sitting right here in the office with me. I don't know if that's something you want to take care of.
Sure. Yeah, let me set up a separate Zoom invite, and I'll send it to his email
That's what we can do it next
in
Wednesday.
5 minutes.
Sorry.
Next
I
Wednesday.
may have spoke too soon. Can you do it next week?
Next Wednesday. Can you do it next Wednesday, or do you need it done before?
Brian's looking to leave, actually, I guess. Is next Wednesday work?
I'll check the schedule here, and Brian, I'll email you to give you a date and time. If Wednesday is good, if not, I'll send you some other alternative
Perfect.
dates to consider.
All right. Yeah, he's looking to take off. His son's getting married this weekend. He's got some stuff. He's got a honey-do list.
I'll bet. Excellent.
Right. Well, thanks, Jim.
Thanks again, Eric.
Hey, stop through one day though, because I got tickets and stuff for you. Well, I got your director tickets, but then usually you let me know if you need any for any promoters or media or anything, unless Daniel's taking care of all those.
I think Daniel would cover most of that.
Okay.
I'll coordinate with him.
Yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, and one thing, Eric, that you may not know is that for years Laura's been doing the graphic design for the fair at a very reasonable price. She works
Yeah.
hard, very dedicated to it. When Angelo was the secretary, he never sent her any tickets. So I'm up to this point, I have sent tickets from
Oh
my
my
office.
God, Jesus. How many do you want me to send her?
Four would do it if you could do that, please.
I'll send her more than that. I'll email them to her right now.
You're very kind.
Yeah, I'll email her tickets right now. And yeah, stuff like that often gets overlooked because we take it for granted.
It'll mean a lot to her, I believe. I can
Oh,
assure
she's
you.
tremendous. I don't know how I would do half the stuff we do without her.
I know. I know.
She's been great. I don't know if you talked to her in the last day or two, but her and I have been talking. She created this whole merchandise store for us where we
Yeah.
keep selling merch online.
Incredible.
Yeah, she does great stuff.
Very good. Thank you for doing this, and I'll get back in touch with Brian, and then talk to John Kraft this afternoon, maybe get a few others before the fair.
Yeah, and I'll email her tickets right now.
Excellent. Thank you for the help.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.